It's Saturday, March 12th, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Podcast.
Podcasting almost live.
The Everything Digital Podcast. If it's digital, you're going to hear about it. Unless it's Windows.
All systems operating.
Distribution nodes. This is not a computer simulation.
All right, it's the Everything Digital Podcast. As I said, Sunday, March 12th, 2005. And it's been another week. It's been another whole week. I've just been busy. Collecting a bunch of information as well, so definitely got a lot planned for this show. This intro music is from Hecno Techno off of GarageBand.com. This is All Systems Operating. And let's go ahead to those 5 5-second news headlines. Alright, Comm Warrior, a new phone virus that propagates through MMS and Bluetooth, will pose a global threat, according to an antivirus firms. Microsoft has said that the next generation Xbox will improve upon the gaming experience by bringing the HD era of gaming. And Google's new desktop search tool has moved out of beta and now allows integrated searching of PDF and multimedia files. Also, Sharp introduced the Actius AL3D this week, a laptop with an LCD screen that provides the illusion of three-dimensional images. And lastly, AOL CEO Jonathan Miller announced that the company is developing a voice over IP service that will soon be made available to its customers. Those are the 5 5-second news headlines. And the full stories, or links to the full stories, are available in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Alright, so first thing I wanted to talk about is, and I posted this up on everythingdigital.org a little while ago, that the Everything Digital podcast was nearing number 50 on Podcast Alley's Top 50 chart. Well, we have passed that mark, and now the Everything Digital podcast, last time I checked anyway, is at number 46. On the Podcast Alley chart, which is just wonderful. Thank you, everybody who voted. And I think at one point we were actually at 35. So really got up there. But 46, I'm very happy. Keep those votes coming. Very fun. Another thing I've been working on, and I've posted this like 5 times, different revisions I've made to it. I'm working on it started out as a way to count down to the PSP's launch, an AppleScript project that I did, just a single dialogue project, and what it did is it told you the number of approximate days, approximate hours, approximate minutes, and exact seconds until the minute that the PSP, or the second that the PSP would be announced. And this is just a little program I hacked up in AppleScript. But then I started talking with Philip Terone, who's he runs MakeZine.com. He's the main poster there, and he contributes to Make Magazine. And he thought it might be cool if people started making different countdowns rather than just a PSP. And AppleScript's a pretty easy program to modify and play with. So I've made the source of the PSP countdown available. And with a couple updates, I've created a generic countdown application that you can download at everythingdigital.org, still set to count down until the PSP's launch. However, there's also a there's just the plain text posted of the code on everythingdigital.org, and there's also a script file that you can download and then edit in an AppleScript editing program, such as Script Editor, which comes with Mac OS X. And you can edit it, type in your own date, and type in your own custom messages, And you can have your own AppleScript countdown. Be sure to post them in the comments of the post on everythingdigital.org where I release the generic countdown app, and tell me what you've worked on and what you've posted up on the internet as your countdown. Another thing I want to talk about is there's a lot of rumors circulating about a handheld Mac. So this would be like a PDA type thing. And I'm thinking it'd be more than that, though, because Apple has got to start rivaling these, the portable media centers and even the media center PCs. But this would definitely, hopefully take on portable video. And, of course, it's Apple, so it'd be really revolutionary. I'm guessing it would be based somewhat off the iPod's design, because that's always help for a new product. Sorry. As far as the facts go, PowerPage has received word of a secret Apple development team working on the release of a palm top device. It's rumored to run on a stripped down version of Mac OS X and will utilize Apple's Inkwell technology, which recognizes users' handwriting and allows them to write anywhere. It would also neatly fold into the user's pocket. So definitely talking a sort of PDA-type device, and hopefully a PDA-type device that will really capture the PDA industry and hopefully turn it into a little something more than it is right now, because there's definitely room for improvement. And although the Trio 650 and some of the Pocket PCs are great, there's definitely room for a little more revolution in that industry. And, of course, Apple has always been good with that. So more Apple news. Tiger's release has been confirmed. That's OS 10.4 Tiger. It will be released at an event in early April, possibly April 1st. I don't believe that's confirmed yet, but would be pretty cool to see Tiger released on April Fool's Day. So, an event in early April, and it will be shipping 2 to 3 weeks after the announcement at this event. It will sell for $129, and the iMac G5 and eMac will be updated with 10.4. That means that at whatever this is, whatever date this is, the event in early April, we'll also be getting a new iMac G5 and eMac, both computers, ones that definitely need some updating. So interesting that the eMac would be updated, because I thought that was a dead line with the Mac Mini now so present in Apple's product line. But anyway, I've got some non-RIAA music lined up for you. This is Ben Park Drive, Get Away, on the Everything Digital Podcast. I'm not the only one. Sorry, had to turn my mic on there. That is Ben Park Drive, Get Away, on the Everything Digital podcast. And got the New York Times circuits here. And hopefully I've wired the microphone cord a little better this time so that it shouldn't start unplugging on me. But hey, could happen. But all right, let's open this circuits up. And right on the front page, huge picture of the PSP. And with the headline, Changing the Game, PlayStation Goes Mobile. Sony makes a big bet that it can combine its console success with a versatile new uses to yield a handheld hit. And that's it basically talks about how the PSP is more than just a gaming device. And, you know, of course, talks about the huge screen and the capabilities of this device, which is really quite amazing. Camcorders, size small, offer a fit. This is David Pogue's State of the Art post. And he is talking about how digital camcorder companies are trying to appeal to sort of the lower end of the market with smaller and easier to use and cheaper digital video cameras. Think of a number. Come on, think. When a phone is your phone book, no need to memorize until it's gone. So about how people aren't really memorizing numbers anymore, and when they lose their phones, they lose all those numbers that they've put into the phone's address book, and they're out of luck. Let's see here. Oh, this was pretty funny. They do this online diary thing, and now fake trivia. This is gullible.info, which is the site that just posts a bunch of useless trivia and tidbits that aren't true. So gullible.info, and they say most people around the world get their hair cut every 6.2 weeks. Blue pens outnumber black pens 4 to 3. The average life of a tennis shoe is 521 miles. All false. Or made up anyway. They could be true. But apparently the site's creator says that he gets emails all the time about people arguing about the points that he makes or the statistics that that he puts up on the site. So he actually... It seems like he did it as sort of a study on society, because he's a, what is he, political communications major. And so he was sort of studying these, the willingness to believe random facts. Search engines build a better mousetrap. This is about how, since Google's so popular, the other search companies are getting better, and how competitors aim to lend simplicity and relevance to even the most complicated internet searches. Even though Google is so big, that popularity of Google is forcing other search engines to try and keep up. So we're getting a whole lot of new great features from all over the industry, and basically, they're all just helping each other and helping the community, the internet community, by coming out with all these new features to try and compete with each other. So, good things still come to those willing to wait. This article was kind of a either you agree with it or you don't. The author was saying that. Basically, you get a better deal if you wait until the technology is outdated and then buy it. Well, he says how he bought a G3 iMac and it's working great for him. Well, yeah, maybe for him, but most people would not find one of the earliest G3 iMacs and definitely... an older computer. Most people, especially power users, would would not find that quite up to today's standards. But he's talking about how he still has his visor handheld and use that and doesn't buy an iPod because he doesn't want to follow the trends. He wants to, you know, use what works for him. Well, it works for him. Flash drive puts music under your thumb. This is about the Magnatune Tune Plus, which is basically just a USB flash drive. But it's got a twist. It comes with MP3 files from 10 independent recording artists preloaded onto it. So I don't know how they handle the DRM there, but basically you buy this the flash memory drive, and you've already got some music to start off your the collection of music that you would put on the drive. Activity monitor reduces... Oh, this is part of the news watch section, which I always find interesting. Activity monitor reduces bumps in tracking speed and distance. This is a exercise activity monitor, and it tracks the jogger or runner or biker or whatever with a GPS tracking unit. And so you can see the path of your workout, and you can get precise measurements as to how far you ran or things like that. And let's see, how much is this going to sell for? $290. So if you're really, really into tracking your own personal fitness, great product, and a lot more accurate than motion triggered things, I would think. Put the guidebook away and listen while you look. This is audio tours of different tourist destinations. It's at audiotreks.com, and this sounds kind of like what soundseeing tours are trying to be. It's like you log onto the website, you go, well, I'm going to be here. Are there any tours of this area? And then it pops up with some results. If we just had more soundseeing tours, we'd have basically an unprofessional but free version of this. So, but it sounds pretty cool. It's like, let's see, $10 each, and you get tours that are available for Philadelphia, Sacramento, and two areas of San Francisco and Washington. And coming next month are tours of New Orleans and Bath, England. Others are planned. So, good startup. And definitely the kind of thing that we're trying to do in podcasting, but and trying to model after sort of a commercial take on it, but, developing our own amateur type of it. Notebooks, bells, and whistles include a display that mimics 3D. Talked about this earlier in the 5 5-second news headlines. This is that Sharp laptop, the AL3D, that has a display that looks like it's 3D. So great for watching movies. And the cool thing about this is, first of all, no 3D glasses, no annoying 3D glasses. But second, it's not like it requires special content for it to be 3D. It just automatically picks up the objects that would pop out or that would sink in, and it simulates a 3D effect based on those measurements. System follows a paperless trail to reduce outdated documents. And this is just some simple but probably revolutionary inside this very specific software category. It's for managing group documents and making sure that the revision you're working on is up to date. Let's see. Looks like it's only for Windows, though, and $250, I think, if you're working on a group project. Maybe worth it to you. Making an easy task, instant messaging, even easier. This looks pretty cool. It's a Wi-Fi enabled instant messenger. So if your primary use for the internet is instant messaging, this would probably be a good thing for you. Works with, what is it, three services, I think. Where did it go? Oh yeah, AOL, MSN, and Yahoo. So this might be a good thing for Christina Curry, because I know she's into MSN messaging, and I know that's about all she does on the computer. So maybe that would free up the Windows PC in the house for Adam to use. It's a relatively tiny Wi-Fi enabled lithium ion battery powered $100 device that has a 4-inch monochrome though screen and has a QWERTY keyboard with no service fee, because you just hook up it Wi-Fi hotspots to the internet, and this gets you right on whatever instant messenger services you want. So I think that's pretty cool. When the outlet's out, a way to recharge ravenous devices. This is a little disposable fuel cell that that simulates a power outlet. This is very cool. This is really implementing the fuel cell technology and really getting it into a way that consumers will be able to handle it. So $12 to $20 for this little device, and it basically emulates a power outlet wherever you are. Just a second, I'm going to stop this lag. There we go. And all right. So what else have we got here? Poll says identity theft concerns rose after high-profile breaches. Pretty obvious. Some identity theft happened, and people got scared of it. Okay. A new techie mantra startup, then sign on. This is the Mac Jeep, and putting a Mac Mini into a car. All right. More on the camcorders. The cell phone loss and the ways that people are no longer memorizing numbers, and more on the PSP. However, on the back page, this is pretty interesting. A camera gives bothersome dust a shakedown. For speckle-free digital images, a vibrating glass filter helps put particles in their place. So this is on the, what's the model number here? The Olympus eVolt E300. And it gets rid of all the dust on its lens by shaking the lens. And it just emits these electric currents and repels the dust. So you get clear images and images that aren't trying to focus on the dust right in front of it. So very good. And the last story, new system enhances images in crime investigation, a way to move through a crime scene without disturbing evidence. Kind of if you've seen Italian Job, where they have the little camera pin and then someone walks into the house that they want to rob, basically, or re-rob, complicated story, walks into the house, and it's just a little camera on her vest, and then the camera takes a video of the house, and then from that they create a 3D model. Well, this is software that can actually do that in real life. You just take a short video of, like, a crime scene, or really any scene, then upload that to a computer, and the computer with this software can make a 3D model complete with measurements of the scene that was videotaped. So very cool. And also, if like houses or things that maybe don't exist anymore were videotaped in the past, if we upload them to a computer and use this software, we can sort of recreate them and preserve them digitally in a form that computers can understand too, not just a video, but an actual collection of data and of points and lines that would actually determine the real dimensions of the building. And so very cool. Alright, that's all I got. We're at about 27 minutes almost. 26, 43, 44. 45? Yeah. This outro music is The Order of Chaos, Synchronicity, off of GarageBand.com, of course. And turn that down a bit. You can post comments at everythingdigital.org. You can vote for the Everything Digital podcast also at everythingdigital.org. The form is in the right-hand side. It only takes a second or two. Well, maybe five, because you got to click the link in the email, too. But please do vote for the Everything Digital podcast if you get a chance, because it really means a lot to me. And seeing my podcast on the top 50, really fun. So, thank you, everybody. You can subscribe at everythingdigital.org/rss.xml or email me at alan@everythingdigital.org. You can Skype me, Everything Digital, or AOL Instant Messenger. I am me. Podcaster is my screen name. You can also call 484-737-0669 and leave an audio comment. All right, thanks for listening, and stay subscribed.